opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here at beautiful downtown River City. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. She has a group of people coming in that's working on the house. Today, of course, is the 19th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here, and he's got the weather.
Good morning. It's currently 52 degrees here downtown. Today, we're going to have a chance of showers, decreasing into the night with a high of 56, a low of 38. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60, low of 37. Sunday is going to be sunny during the day, mostly cloudy at night with a high of 67, a low of 40. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 42.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. On the phone is Jim from Haven Humane. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carl. How's it going?
Superman. Hey, Superman.
Superman.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, who do you have today?
I have Artie. Sorry. He is a super handsome, some kind of shepherd and corgi mix. If you can kind of imagine a German shepherd, but with little short legs and a little bit longer body. Super handsome little guy. We actually, a couple weeks ago, we showed up to work in the morning, and one of our employees saw this dog running in the road right in front of the shelter. Got out of the car, and we kind of a team effort had to corral him. And his back, one of his back legs was just kind of shattered.
Oh, wow.
So we took him to Asher as an emergency that day. He was in a cast for a little while or a splint, and we were hoping things were going to heal up, and unfortunately they didn't. So now he is now a three-legged dog looking for his forever home, and it just adds to his charm.
Well, you know, here's the thing about a three-legged dog. I've known people with three-legged dogs. Dog doesn't know. I mean, the dog knows, but the dog doesn't get depressed about it.
No, yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, you know, it doesn't worry about it. It just goes on with its life. And, you know, and this person I knew with that three-legged dog, it was happy. In fact, they had two dogs. One had four, one had three. They played all the time. They got around, you know, it got around real well. It could jump into the car. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all these things. And, you know, and the dog was a happy dog. You know, it, like I said, they don't dwell on bad things that have happened to him.
No, he's ready to play, ready to have fun. I mean, obviously he's still healing, so he needs someone who will give him a couple weeks at least to kind of get over this and figure out how to use his leg correctly now that he's, you know, a little off balance. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. My brother has a dog also that he adopted from us that's a three-legged dog, and she just runs and runs and runs, and he's got some hilarious videos of her just going full tilt with the other dogs and beating them in races. So it doesn't slow him down.
Okay. So what else you got up? I know you've got what's his Archie? Not you said Archie. Is that right?
Artie.
Okay, Artie. What other kind of? Obviously, you got kittens down there and kitties.
We're just starting to get kittens in, newborn kittens for kitten season. Our nursery, it goes back to 24-hour care at the very beginning of April, and that's when we really expect, you know, the kittens to start hitting the fan. Well, that sounded bad, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I kind of did.
it's just beginning right now. We have a couple of slightly older kittens and one litter of really, you know, newborn kittens that are in foster care. But any day now, it's going to start. They're really going to start coming in.
Okay. Hey, did you happen to see where the guy was arrested for heroin and other things?
I did. Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately,
He had 30 dogs there, but it wasn't a dog fighting ring. It looks like he was. You know, breeding the dogs, but they all, you know, of course you have, you know, you have pitties in there. and there are a lot of puppies, but some of them didn't look pit bull at all. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see the like really good pictures of them, but I have heard that there's maybe some pointer type mixes, hound mixes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got in 14 of those, like two moms and two sets of puppies.
So you have puppies down there.
Well, they were very young, so we sent them out right away to one of our rescue partners who can, you know, have them in foster care so they can grow up together in a home rather than in a shelter.
Okay.
So they went to Second Chance Rescue, and she said it was okay if people knew that. And she's just going to post them on her Facebook when they're available.
Now, were they both pitties, or were they mixture?
They were kind of like pitty pointer mixers, mixes, yeah.
Really?
It was hard to tell, yeah. And, I mean, they were really skinny and stuff when they came in, too, so sometimes that can throw us off trying to figure out
what they are,
you know, what they're supposed to look like versus what they look
like. I just
now
noticed that two of them on the end of the picture, and I tried to blow it up, looked like they had furry and black and white, kind of, and their faces weren't pit faces. And that's why
I didn't see those ones.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay, so there's going to be some puppies available here then.
Yeah, that's going to be through Second Chance Pet Rescue, but people can check them out on Facebook, and she'll just post them when they're ready. But like I said, she's not doing taking applications or anything yet because she needs them to get old enough.
Okay, Second Chance Rescue. Great.
Yep.
What else you got going?
Well, we have our Doggy Dash this weekend, Doggy Dash. I think you can still register today or tomorrow morning and do your 5 or 10K. You'll get your T-shirt and medal for completing it, and we're going to give away prizes on Facebook for fun photos and stuff that people send us. So, and if you don't want to jog, you can also go to our website to the same registration page and just click donate instead if you'd rather.
There you go. Yeah. Saves you from having to go out and run in the rain today if you haven't done it yet. Okay. Okay. Hey, Jim. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay. So did you see that in the paper?
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, they busted this guy on meth and heroin and underage teenager at his place. But they found these dogs in the back, and he signed them over. And they said it hadn't looked like the dogs had been mistreated at all, and it wasn't like a dog fighting ring. It's just the guy raised dogs. But as Jim says, it sounds like they were kind of maybe little hungry there. But it was interesting. It had a photo of one of the policemen. It had one of those pups in his, holding it as they were taking it into, I guess it was probably behaving humane then. Okay. Anyway. So there's puppies out there at Second Chance Rescue that you're going to be seeing probably in the next 4 weeks if you're interested in having a puppy or two puppies and adopting them. So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, it's interesting how this guy is not a good guy. It sounds like everything I read about him, the meth dealer and all this. And he's got an underage girl living with him. And that could mean anything, though. I mean, that could mean anything. So, but, he has his dogs, and he signed them over. And, they look like they've been, at least he's trying to take care of them. On one hand, you've got him, dealing drugs. And on the other hand, he's, trying to take care of his dogs. It's strange. Well, but then again, dogs have that impact. But 30 dogs, that's a lot of dogs. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking to the future. Why? They have been here in the city of Reading since 1967. They have been a very successful business. They've branched out through the western states, delivering fuel, oil, kerosene. During the fire season, they're out there on the front lines making sure our firefighters have all the fuel they need, and they're providing the fuel, the aviation gas for the helicopters and the tankers and all this. They are an employee-owned company. And you think about that, an employee-owned company, and the CEOs have come up through the ranks at SST Oil. They're good people. there. And, you know, during the winter, it's still cold. If you own a monitor heater, you may qualify for a trade-in discount. They do monitor, Toyotomi, trade-in allowance promotion going on. They have the CDC cart or CFC carts that is good. They're good for over 40,000 different places, 60,000, I'm sorry, different places in the United States that you can fuel. And we always stop at one of these and use our fuel card. We get our monthly statement. So they keep track of your cards. They called me the other day, and they said somebody had put a reader on one of them. And they said a reader on one of the gas station pumps in another area close to us. And they had to open up the pump to put it on and put it in there. But once they discovered it, the only thing they it was Linda's card. So the only thing they wanted to do was change the code. So somebody couldn't use it. Nobody used it, her card, so she hadn't been down there. But they keep track of all of this, and they keep track of which card, how, you know, where the gas is done and all that. I mean, all your paperwork is done at one spot. All of this is at SST Oil. Again, remembering our past and looking for the future. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning here on the 19th of March.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Creekside Pub and Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub and Grill inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
It was early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the has been rated the highest hospital, one of the highest hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services concerning heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacements, and the low number of surgical complications. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Okay, this is just to explain quickly what happened to our transmitter on our FM. Was we have, and they have to make it simple for me so I understand it. But we have two streamers, one right here in the production office, and one up on the mountain up there above Whiskey Town. And one sends it, the other one gets it, and then it feeds it into the transmitter, gets a microwave shot over there, so it stopped. Well, it turns out that there had been an email that didn't make it to us that said the new firmware, had to be put on the one up there on the hill. So when the firmware didn't get there, just decided it wasn't going to receive what was being sent to it. So with the guy in Minnesota, Andy from Minnesota, Jim Bremer up on the hill, and Pat Karch down here working together, they reset they loaded the new firmware, reset the router, and boom, we're back on the air. So that's what happened. We've made it really, really clear to them. Anytime you're going to make these changes, and we gave them like three or four different email addresses, they can send it all out at one time so we can make sure we have to do that. So, okay. Somebody needs to explain this to me. The Department of Homeland Security announced an extension to the travel limitations at land crossings along the Mexican and Canadian borders. The Trump-era ban has been in place since March 2020 and applies to non-essential travel, such as shopping or going to restaurants or tourism. And the ban has many border communities frustrated, as it has directly impacted local economies. It was supposed to expire on March 21st, but now will exceed its one-year anniversary. Now, here's the thing is, we're not letting people that are wearing masks and been vaccinated, doing all the right things, go across the border into Tijuana or Juarez or other places to shop or, whatever. And people from the other side coming over, from Mexico coming in, or Canada, to buy things, to shop, and all this. Yet we are letting literally thousands of people, many of them who have COVID, come across the border. And we've tested them. We know they have COVID. And yet they're being put into facilities where they can spread the COVID. Or they're being put without even being treated, being sent further inland. This doesn't make sense to me. Why are we doing this? If COVID is really the scourge that have been, the Democrats and Republicans, but the Democrats for sure have been telling us for the last year, why are we doing this? Does that make sense to you? It's they've also banned journalists from going down there into these areas. How can they do that? Trump let people go in. What happened to the transparency that was promised? The press secretary, Pataki, said, used the word crisis on the border, and then quickly circled back and said, well, I meant the challenges. That crisis word slipped out of my lips, but I didn't mean it. I really meant challenges, which is the word they use. And then they say, well, what difference does it make if it's a challenge or a crisis? It's just a word. Well, words mean something. People probably think that if something's a crisis, when you're pushing the National Guard down to the border, when you're taking people off other jobs and pushing them down to the border, when you're trying to build spots for thousands of people who are coming across the border, that to me seems like that could be a crisis. I'm not, you know, but then again, I'm not a politician, and I'm not the press secretary. I would love to be the press secretary, though. Wouldn't you like to be the press secretary? And they ask you a question, and you could say things like, I've answered that question. Were you too stupid to understand it? Or, look, I'm tired of your drivel. You keep talking about things that have nothing to do with what we're talking about today. Wouldn't that be fun? And just say that. What do you think, Nick?
Well, you know, I said I was afraid that Trump was just going to be a bump in the road. And it's proven to be true because we're right back where we were on the border with when Obama was the president. And you Biden voters got him back in there, got that policy going back in there. I see where they picked up some guy yesterday. I don't have it right in front of me, but he was working with the police for the January 6th invasion of the Capitol, and they decided to arrest him, and they showed up in the middle of the night, SWAT team-like, federal authorities, kicked in his door. This was a cooperating witness. It's just like Manafort, and they pulled that on him. So I hope all the Biden voters are happy. I don't know what they don't like about energy independence or low unemployment or energy or closed borders, border security. But that's not why I called, Carl.
Okay.
I wanted to know what your thoughts were after you met with the windmill people. Are you
that was,
kind of
okay.
leaning towards
no,
this?
No,
nope,
nope. Here's the thing on this. I just read, okay, and you may, you know, I get my information from a lot of different sources, right? And I had just read a book, a novel, by a guy, and the one of the main protagonists in the book was a windmill company, large windmill corporation, and so they were saying things, facts in the book, and of course it's a novel, right? So you go back and you check it, and it turns out that a lot of the things that they said in the book were true. About bird strikes and all these things. So my conversation with Fountain Wind was strictly fact-finding, where I got to ask a whole bunch of questions. I got to ask, size, how long it's going to last, impact on the environment, impact on the community, what they were doing to mitigate this, as they do at times. And then they actually gave me the names of the opponents, because I asked, who are the opponents in this? And they told me who they were and their names, so I will be reaching out to them, too, to hear what their side of it is. They want to stop the project. And
well, I'm curious,
I want to talk to them,
you
too.
Talk to them, are you leaning towards favorability of the project?
I really am ambivalent about it right now.
Well, then I would encourage you to listen to me Sunday morning. I'm starting a new series, Dirty Energy, and I've got a local celebrity coming in, and we're going to pick on windmills. And I've got some really good stuff. So you tune in, young fella.
Oh, I will. I'll make
All
sure.
Right.
Like I do everybody's. If I don't get them right then, I listen to them later. Because my producers will tell me, Carl, you got to listen to this. And I will pull it right up.
Yes, well, there's some negative stuff about these windmills that people aren't aware
okay,
of.
Okay, well, give me one fact.
Give me one.
Wait, no, you got to give people. You got no.
Linda, you can wait to go to church. You can go to the late service. It's imperative that you listen to my show.
Just give me one. That way, people go, oh, and then they're gonna want to hear the rest of them.
No.
Give me one.
I'll do it.
How about bird strikes?
You know, I really wasn't going to much bring that up. You know, I always felt that if a bird's dumb enough to fly into one of those turbines that they probably ought to be knocked in the head. But then again, I read where it kind of hypnotizes them and they don't really realize they're there. But, you know, that might be a good place for us to get rid of all the feral cats down here to Henderson Open Space. We could transport them up there and they could clean up the ground. Of course, that would be competition with turkey vultures. So I guess that's no solution. But, yeah, that is detrimental.
8 o'clock Monday,
do you know
Sunday
what
morning.
An Oki Entertainment Center is?
You know.
A bird feeder with two BB guns. Have a great day.
8 o'clock Sunday morning. Nick. Nick Gardner. Okay, hey, 7:30 in the morning here. Thinking about, you know, we're talking about electricity there. And the fact is that the state is pushing everybody into electric cars by a certain date. A lot of people are starting to take a look at them. A lot of people are starting to buy them or hybrids. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and the charging station. Learn more about it at cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. It's 7:30 in the morning here. We got about a 50% chance of rain. It looks like it's going to be more than 50%. Right now, and it's 48 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the time.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundabaugh. Winter's on assignment this morning. It's 44 degrees out there. It says 50% chance of rain. I'm looking at the clouds just from our window on the world here, and it looks like it could be more than a 50% chance. But weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing us a segment. Begun 12 years ago, by a retired Army Command Sergeant Major, Ted Leidy. He is now teaching in over 46 different places in California. The NFI, under these times of difficult, it's difficult to find ammo. And if you've got your pistol, if you found your pistol, and you want to qualify or get your CCW, NFI has a program that will provide, will sell you ammunition for the for getting your CCW. it's at reasonable prices, unlike others you see out there where they're trying to sell a box of 9mm ammunition for $64, which to me is highway robbery. But that doesn't happen at Northern Firearms Instruction. It's a fair price. It gets you through your concealed carry class so you can then go through the program with the sheriff and provide all the information. All of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Okay. I don't even know where to start today. Joe Biden called Putin, the Russian premier, a killer. They said, would you describe him as a killer? And Mr. Biden said, yes, I would. So immediately, and this is probably because the Democrats have been saying how easy Trump was on the Russians. And he said that President Biden said, since the days of the U.S. rolling over to Putin are done. And he has taken pains to show how he's different than Mr. Trump. Anyway, in an interview broadcast Wednesday, he replied, I do, when asked if he thought Putin was a killer. Well, immediately after that, they recalled the ambassador to the U.S., the Russians did. And as Putin points out, he says, that's strange that they would be saying that. And he pointed at the U.S. history of slavery and slaughtering Native Americans and the atomic bombing of Japan in World War II. I'm not exactly sure that you're pointing at a country and saying all these things we did hundreds of years ago. Hundreds of years ago. And in the bombing of Japan with a nuclear bomb was to end a war that was going to cost us probably the Japanese and the Americans close to 1 million lives if we had invaded the main islands of Japan. But he was essentially is that's what, you know, what was it from that movie? That's what you are, but what am I type of thing. And this is from our leadership on both sides. Okay. The other thing is, the Atlanta shooting, I mean, it's spreading out. There was a shooting in a massage spa in Seattle, but it had nothing to do with, nobody was killed, non-life-threatening injuries, and it was a robbery. But, of course, that hit the headlines. But they're talking about this guy, Robert Long. And they talked to his roommates. He had been in a halfway house because he had a sex addiction and wanted to eliminate the temptation However, authorities are also concerned if the crimes have been racially motivated, despite the suspect's denials, because six of the women were Asian women. The other two victims were white. And if you know the stories, he said he has a sex addiction and he wanted to eliminate eliminate the spots where he would go into. This is, it's a kind of thing that it sounds like it could absolutely be true. They talked to two of his roommates at a halfway house, and one who's there for drug addiction, and he said he would describe several of his sexual addiction relapses, as he called them, Bayless told Reuters, and that he felt an overwhelming sense of guilt over visiting massage parlors for explicitly sexual activity. He said he would have a deep feeling of remorse and shame, and said he needed to return to prayer and return to God. Another roommate said that he felt a lot of guilt and a lot of shame over going to massage parlors. They had never heard him use racist language, nor no knowledge that he had ever visited racist message boards online or anything like that. So they're still taking a look at it. Could this be a hate crime? This is terrible. First of all, it's terrible. But now you're hearing things that Asian Americans are fearing to walk out, thinking that they're a target. I think that because, you know, all started with the Chinese flu, the Wuhan flu, and that pretty much changed into the COVID thing. That it's amazing to me that people would, again, it's hard for me to understand why people would attack another person of Asian nationality because of the flu that started in China, that they would just make any Asian, or including Chinese, a target here in the United States because, like, they had something to do with it. It's like, because there was slavery, can you imagine, because there was slavery back in the United States, that people would actually be picking on white people today for something that happened so long ago. That would be just like that, and, you know, that doesn't happen. So, I mean, I think it's wrong that people, just because of you're Asian, that you would feel in danger walking around because people would hate you just because of the COVID. But here's the thing. There's people out there that probably do that. Just like there's people that hate white people because of slavery. Even though that white people had nothing to do with it, the people today had nothing to do with slavery, they still are hated. It makes no sense to me that people are being attacked because of their color or their ethnic group because of something like this. It makes no sense to me. But there's a lot of things that don't make sense to me. I don't understand why the firmware wasn't loaded automatically by the company. You know, I don't understand that either. So there's many things I don't understand. I would hope, though, you know, the one thing that Biden did, he didn't condemn anything. Now, they were going down to Atlanta today, he and President Harris. I'm sorry, Vice President Harris. He called her President Harris the other day in the news conference. I get confused. He and Vice President Harris are going to Atlanta today anyway to talk about the COVID relief bill, and now they're going to meet with the families of those that were killed in this. At least Mr. Biden said, I'm not going to make any comments on this till the investigation is finished, till we know a lot more about it. Unlike his president when he was vice president, who would make declarations that the police were wrong, obviously it was racially motivated, only to have to come back and apologize to the police and offer the beer summit. If you remember that, do you remember the beer summit at the White House in one of the university towns? An African American professor got into it with a policeman. The policeman was totally right in why he pulled him over and why this happened, yet President Obama blamed the police for being wrong and all this, and then had to back it off. And so what he did was he had a beer summit, and he invited both the professor and the policeman to the White House out in the South Lawn or wherever they do these things to sit down under the trees and have a beer, and let's just discuss it. Good, you know, it's good optics, but the fact that you blamed people for something before the facts came out, and we can talk about the Michael Brown shooting in St. Louis, in that area where he was, where he blamed the police, and it was found out after, you know, after numerous investigations that the policeman acted appropriately to save his life. He was in danger. So I just, you know, I would just wish that people wouldn't rush to judgment and pick at people because of this. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401s, because as we've heard that President Biden is going to propose raising taxes on people, and it could go all the way down to those who make $200,000 or more, you may want to have a second look at your retirement plan and your 401. How is that going to impact that? Give Judy Maxwell a call for a free review and evaluation. You can give her a call at 221-0441, and she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Am I being too cynical today? Am I being too cynical? Chat room, am I being too cynical today? We'll be right back.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Mississippi, she's calling my name.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Botland is on assignment this morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Hey, I got 10 minutes. Here's your chance to unload on anything. It's a Free Fire Zone in here. This portion of the show brought to you by, this Free Fire Zone is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. You know how we feel about this store. It's absolutely fabulous. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, ranging from estate jewelry to Native American jewelry to ones they've designed, built themselves. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I asked people if I was cynical. I was called a cheeky bugger. I can go for that. I can go for cheeky bugger. And somebody said, no, you're never cynical. And then it was LOL. okay. Let's go to the phones. People are taking me up on this. If you've got something, I've got 10 minutes here. If you've got something you want to say, if something about local politics, regional, the fact that 4.4 illegals could get a pathway to citizenship, and something about the U.S. and China finally meeting in Alaska, and they got into a fist fight there, too. But let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Got a comment and a question. My comment is I think that people coming across the border is another way it's a weapon in order to control us and to just cause trouble. And my question is, when that fellow comes on that's a liberal, when are you going to bring him on, or what shows are you going to cancel out that's on your show?
Well, we're not going to cancel any local shows at all, and we're still working this out. Okay. But it looks like it's going to happen. In fact, we're meeting with them today. I think that, you know what, here's the thing, my friend. I don't agree with a lot of the things that Christian says. It just goes against what I believe. But there's many other people that believe this. And the other thing is how do you ever hear about it? This is he is a member of our community, and many people support. I don't know, many people support everything he's saying. But I think it's important that people will hear that side, so that, as you know, people could call in and ask him that question. You know, well, why do you believe this? Why do you think that socialism is good for our country? So that's where we are on that.
Okay. Are you going to cancel Howard Garrett?
No.
The Dirt Doctor?
The what? The Dirt Doctor? Nah. When's he on?
Sunday morning at 6 o'clock.
Not at all. He's here. He's safe.
Okay.
No.
I would like to see him add another hour. I've called him on several occasions.
He's good. He's good. You know, I listen to, believe it or not, it's hard to do sometimes to listen to all these shows. And what I'll do is I'll try and pick at least one or two a week to listen to make sure that, because I pulled one time because of the things he was saying were just absolutely went beyond the terms of sexist and saying other things. And this is a national guy. And no, he's not like, you know, a car, you know, how to work on your car, or how to grow plants and food and vegetables and all that. No, this guy was making comments that were just kind of like, hey, these are over the top. And I pulled that one. In fact, though, he was getting ready to be pulled nationwide. And I didn't realize this until I talked to his agent. He says, well, he's going off the radio anyway. And I said, oh, okay. So I try not to, you know what, I don't believe in censorship. I believe in people being able to express themselves, and people want to buy an hour or 2 hours on our station. I am all for that. I take flack, as you can possibly imagine, over Sunday shows. I take a lot of flack over that. But you know what? They're a part of our community, and they've got a lot of people interested in the things they say. So we'll see. And
I listen to other programs, even though I don't believe in them.
There you go.
There's a local station here in town that's pretty liberal that I don't they play country music, and I listen to that. But other than some of the other stuff, I really disagree. But well, it would be interesting, because as long as it doesn't conflict with another show that I listen to, then I'd probably call in and confront them. So
I think it's going to be running Saturday morning, but not just, you know, we're not canceling anything. And if we, you know, if some of them we may move sometimes, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll find out today.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, good morning. Hello, Jimmy, you're on.
Hey, I think that's great that you're having the liberal guy on. You know, I did come down kind of hard on him the last time he was in there. We just had a disagreement, but it's great that you're letting people like that have their say. Now, the main reason I called in was because, oh, and can you get America Outdoors back on at some point? Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm going to check on that.
Yeah, America Outdoors, that'd be great. The main reason I called is, are you keeping an eye on the silver and gold market?
No, I'm not. I mean, except when they say, you know, gold's up or silver's up. You know, when we do our in the morning on the news. I haven't been following it, though.
Okay. Because, you know, I hear a lot of people talking, like Mark Kent and guys like that, and they're talking about how we're printing so much money. And I keep an eye on the dollar against the pound and the dollar against the yen and the dollar against, you know, whatever currencies out there.
Yeah, the euro.
Yeah, and the euro. It's pretty good right now. But I'm just, me and a lot of other people are worried, and a lot of people out there are buying up a lot of silver and gold. And most, and like people like me that, you know, aren't, you know, extravagantly rich, we're buying silver. So I just wanted to hear if you had any comments.
Well, I've talked to Mark about it, and it was several years ago, that there's only if you had, you know, the gold, there's not enough gold, and there's not enough silver out there. I mean, if you look at all the silver that's in, you know, all the banks and everything, it doesn't even get close to supporting any type of thing. You know, like if somebody says, I want to sell all my silver, or I want my silver now, I mean, it just wouldn't be there. And I'm not an expert like Mark Kidd is, and Mark is an expert. I bought silver back years ago, and what is it today? What's the, do you know what silver is today?
Yeah, today it is $26.16 an ounce.
Okay. So we've been talking about this, about silver, for as long as I've been on the station. And when I bought silver, it was like $13 or $14. And
Last year it was.
And so now it's up to $21, which, you know, people are diversifying their assets and buying the solid, buying, you know, gold and silver. Now, I am not the one to talk to you about this.
Okay. And remember, back in 2012, during the recession, silver went up to $48 an ounce.
Yeah, I should have sold it then.
We can get back into the old gold and silver standard, which we're not on anymore. And yeah, I'm not an expert either, but I just wanted to talk about that because we've been buying what are called tubes of silver rounds. They're 1 ounce silver rounds, and they come in a tube of 20.
Uh-huh.
So, if you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if the market takes a digger, that might be what you're going to buy your gas and groceries with. I mean, or
yeah, I mean, I can see that. Then the whole thing, the dollar is based on what? Your trust in the fact that the government and the economy is going to keep going. If you have silver and gold, I know people are diversifying. A lot of people are diversifying now. Probably some we should ask Susan Eastman or Judy Maxwell about. Is that something that they're telling other clients to do, diversify out like that? But you're saying it was 20, how much, 26?
About 26.12 right now.
Yeah, well, that's a lot more than it's been trading. And gold's up to like $1,700. Somebody just wrote $1,700 an ounce.
And
I had somebody tell me you remember when gold was like $400 an ounce?
I do. My dad was a jeweler, and he dealt in scrap metal and stuff like that.
Well, I had a jeweler tell me, go out and buy as much. He said, mortgage your house and buy gold. And of course, I went, no. But if I had the, like we said, then it shot through the ceiling. one of those things. Anyway, hey, we have to run. We're running out of time. Thanks, Jimmy, for the phone call. But that's good. And, you know, I would tell people that on Sovereign Minds on Sundays, Mark Kent is, I would say, he's an expert on the metals. And if you had a question during the show, I'm sure he'd be glad to elaborate on it. And that show starts at 9 o'clock. Starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Okay, we'll be right back with House of Realty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. New guidance just in from the feds. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now saying that mask-wearing K-12 students can sit 3 feet apart in class, this instead of the previously recommended distance of 6 feet. 100 million coronavirus shots in 100 days, President Biden says goal has been achieved, and then some.
The president says it wasn't easy, but the U.S. has administered 100 million shots in the past 58 days.
That's weeks ahead of schedule, and even with the setbacks we faced during the winter storms.
And while he says it's a time for optimism, it's not a time for relaxation.
Wash your hands. Stay socially distanced. Keep masking up as recommended by the CDC.
He urges all Americans to get vaccinated when it's their turn. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Rand Paul, a medical doctor himself, crossing swords with infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci at a Senate committee hearing on COVID-19.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
A Republican senator from Kentucky telling Fauci you're making a policy based on conjecture. Request denied. A judge overseeing the Derek Chauvin trial rejecting a defense motion to delay or move the trial. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. The defense was concerned that a $27 million settlement approved by the city with Floyd's family would taint the jury. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 190 points, the Nasdaq 72 points higher, the S&P 3 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ah, springtime. Longer days, warmer weather, and of course, the urge to get more organized. We've all heard about the magic of tidying up, but some prized possessions, like aging home movies, need a trained team to refresh. That's why, for a limited time, Legacy Box is offering 50% off to help you save a lot more than just daylight this March. Legacy Box is a shockingly easy way to have any form of media digitally preserved. Whether you have videotapes, film reels, slides, or cassettes, Legacy Box's all-inclusive kits provide guidance on how to send the items you want saved. And then, experienced members of their team create digital versions stored on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. It's something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever. So clean up with this 50% off sale and ensure your home movies and photos are always within reach. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to take advantage of the spring cleaning sale. That's legacybox.com/lbox to save 50%. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
A setback for warming relations between Israel and the Gulf states, the Media Line's Felice Friedson explains.
Having ridden the crest of the Abraham Accords throughout his re-election campaign, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has hit a brick wall in the form of the United Arab Emirates' Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed. The future king has called off an official Netanyahu visit and halted preparations for an April summit to be attended by heads of the nations that normalize relations with Israel. In a tweet on Wednesday, the UAE's foreign minister said his nation refuses to be a part of internal Israeli electioneering, now or ever. Media reports say the prince was livid over Netanyahu's campaign trail assertion that bin Zayed promised an immediate $10 billion investment in the Jewish state. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. This healthcare professional is treating her patient's medical death.
When flight paramedic Rita Krenz boards a helicopter, she knows her patients are about to face problems she can't fix, and that weighs on her. A healthcare system that buries people in debt after a car accident or stroke is chief among her concerns. So Krentz recently turned for help to RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit that buys and forgives medical debt. She started a fundraising campaign that has brought in more than $18,000 for the charity. That money has helped RIP Medical Debt buy and forgive the debt of more than 900 people so far, averaging about $1,340 per person. Keith Peters reporting.
It was a rocky start for the Biden administration's first high-level meeting with Chinese officials. It opened with each side hurling accusations at the other in what amounted to a rare public display of diplomatic discord. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room is there and asking some great questions, and we're going to be answering those. When it comes to real estate and other things that are happening in our community today, but Jared's got the weather.
It is currently 48 degrees downtown right now. Today we have a 50% chance of showers with a high of 56, a low of 38. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60, a low of 37. On Sunday it's going to be sunny during the day, becoming cloudy at night with a high of 67, a low of 40. And on Monday it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 66 and a low of 42.
Okay, our weather reports are always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a very successful company there, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got a big deal that's going to be happening here soon, and we're going to be talking about that. You can reach them at 365-3793. And I am here today with the deans of real estate in the North County, or the North State, especially in Shasta County, but I'm here with Rob and Bruce Middleton of House of Realty. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Carl.
And Cameron, who's usually here, is out showing a house.
Yeah, a number of them.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and this and the buyer is from?
This particular buyer is from Pennsylvania, and his son moved here, and so he's retired, and he's going to come. When I say several homes, in the range he's looking, I think they found either three or four.
Okay.
So they're going to go look at all those. Excuse me, I've got a frog.
That's okay. Yeah. Hey, we kind of chatted about it right before we came on, but here's a question from one of our chat room people. Would you bring up the expected collapse of the housing market as it happened in 2008? And I'll paraphrase this, that they talked to a realtor that said people have been paying too much for houses now and that when the market goes down, they're going to be stuck with the big payments. They're advising many to sell homes now, but to rent. Now, let me hear what you all say about this.
Well, let me start out. And since I've been around many, many years in the real estate market, the prior collapse that she's referring to was totally different than what we're seeing right now in a lot of ways. Back then, the government mandated that virtually if you had a heartbeat, you qualified for a loan. And there was more inventory, there was more construction taking place. What happened back then was people were buying houses that really weren't qualified to buy the houses. And they got a stated loan for their income. And we saw a tremendous increase in pricing back then as well. And since then, it went down maybe 50%, and now we're back up to that level or a little bit more. Right now, we never saw 3% loans back then. They do have to qualify. There's probably more paperwork involved for qualifying and getting everybody pre-qualified as well as taking care of what they anticipate in their future expenses. So it's totally different in a lot of respects. The inventory right now, as we see it, is somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 335 homes in Shasta County, actually on our MLS system within Shasta County. But that also includes about 35 houses that are on the market in Tama County. And that includes Lake California area and some in Red Bluff and so forth.
And what's the average usually
The average price?
No, the average number of houses.
Oh, I've seen. Well, let me just tell you, in my experience, I've seen the market with 2,450 homes for inventory, but then I've seen the prime over 20 over those years as well. And so when we talk about the pricing and you talk about interest rates at 3% versus maybe 10 or 12, you can increase your price and still come in with a lesser payment by that much difference in the interest rate. Your difference is you do have a little bit higher of a tax base, and so because the tax base adds to that payment, right now with the 3% that you're getting on a 30-year fixed-rate loan, it just makes that so much more affordable. Now you have minimum wage, you know, approaching $15 an hour. You have more jobs coming to this area. We have some new industries coming here. You have activity in the Stillwater Business Park. But what makes it even more difficult to understand is the fact that this inventory is trying to be replaced by builders in the area, and then you have D.R. Horton coming from outside the area trying to buy properties and to come in and start building here. But even if they come, you still have a severe shortage in materials. Lumber is almost at an all-time high. They've settled back down a little bit here, about 15%. But when lumber was $350 per thousand, and now you're talking over a thousand, and now it's back down to about $840 per thousand, you know, you see houses that are mandated to have solar now. And so the building cost is extremely high, so it's hard to replace what's already out there at this lower price level. To make it even more difficult, when you develop land, I've seen over my years where we could do a subdivision in 6 to 9 months. Now it's a minimum of 2 years. And you just can't take a piece of property and carve it up into a subdivision. So to replace that inventory is really difficult. Affordable housing, the only thing about affordable is when you subsidize it. So it's a new ball game right now that I see out there. Garage doors, if you go down and order garage doors, it takes 3 months. You order windows, you better plan ahead 4 to 5 months. So a house that could be built back in the day could maybe 4 to 5 months is really now talking a minimum of 7 months. And that's if you are on top of your game and pre-order everything and have it ready to go. But even electrical boxes and switches, everything in building a house right now is difficult to obtain right away.
Wow. You know, the other thing, too.
That was Rob. Now was
Bruce. Yeah. The difference between then and now. And Rob mentioned how easy it was to get a loan back then. But you could also choose what type of loan you wanted, and you could do actually an interest only. And most people opted to do that. There was such appreciation going on that you go ahead and buy, and yeah, it was a bidding war, and there was panic buying. But somebody would go ahead optimistically and buy a house with the minimum payment. And then that was going to, within 5 years, that would go into a fixed rate and whatever. And what happened was...
Is that the adjustable loan?
Yeah.
You could pay less and then it went up every year.
But you had the option doing it. And right. Some of the loans actually created a negative amortization where you were paying interest, but actually the principal was growing.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with the Great Recession starting, and they were bundling those loans. And, you know, it was real obvious that those were going to go bad. And then what happened as the market dropped and dropped and dropped, all of a sudden your loan's going to change. Your payment's going to double. Your home is worth 30 to 40% less. And we called it jingle mail. People threw their keys in an envelope and mailed it to the mortgagor. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Jingle mail.
Yeah.
I'm here. Rob and Bruce Middleton from House Realty. You two have got like 80 years in the real estate business here, even though that you both are only like 50, so I'm not sure when you started. The
genetics.
Genetics. Okay, that's what it is. Hey, we're going to take an early break here because when we come back, we've got a number of questions also about people moving in from the Bay Area and other places here. The the idea that it takes as a house when you were on your game 7 months, and now it takes how long? Or when you're on your twice that?
To build?
Yeah.
Well, to build right now, you're lucky if you can do it in 7 months. And, right. And that's really if all your materials are out there.
Right.
And there's just such a shortage in everything in the construction.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the labor force is really down. To get carpet even and LVP or luxury vinyl plank floors, you call your carpet stores and installers, and you're lucky if you can get them within 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
So it's a matter of coordinating everything in the construction industry right now and staying on top of it. So.
And I've got, when we come back, besides that, I've got a question about when you sell an older house, how, you know, what kind of impacts do the new laws have? This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, it's a veteran-owned business. And Jeff has been doing this for over a couple of decades here. And nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, whether it's a small chip that will probably grow into a larger chip or crack. He can fix that, or he can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, the Crackmaster way. Make an appointment at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. And he will do a free estimate on your windshield, and if he can fix it, he'll fix it. If he can't, he'll send you to some place he trusts. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving into you.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless vets.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone line's here, 605-4567. If you got questions about real estate or the market or anything, make sure you call in. It is 8:20 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. We may get by without rain. There's a 50% chance of rain today on the 19th of March. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. This is locally owned, local board of directors. Helped so many people during that first payroll protection plan and into the second one. They helped even more. They saved dozens of businesses, saved hundreds and hundreds of jobs, and pushed out a lot of money to our community to keep people moving forward, because that's what they do. They move local dreams forward. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here. I can hit it with a golf drive if I could hit a ball that far, 200 yards. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Rob and Bruce Middleton from House Realty. The I guess this is the premier, oldest, I mean, you guys got the plank, as they say. You're all our plank holders when it comes to real estate here in town.
I'm not sure that's good or bad.
Well, plank holders means for a ship. It meant is that you were on the ship when it was launched. Yeah, and I'm not saying when real estate was launched, but...
I think it's twofold. I think we have a great deal of experience, and two, we're getting old.
But you're bringing up, you've got your kids in, in it. You've got friends of mine that are went to you all when they wanted to start their real estate career, which I think is great. Yeah. Now, I've got a couple questions here. One is quicker. When we have all these things that a new house has to be, you know, have solar, LED, low flush tanks, do they need sprinkler systems also?
Yes, that's mandatory.
Okay, I sell my house, which is an older house, as you know, because you sold it to me, or to Linda. Do we have to do anything?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
As far as...
Oh, they looked at each other.
as far as sprinklers, no. Solar, no.
Okay.
There are things that are mandated. Everybody has to have smoke detectors, carbon dioxide detectors. There are certain things there. The water-conserving plumbing fixtures, there's a disclosure that requires that be done in the transfer. It's not always done. It's notification to the buyer that it should be done. A lot of times they're sold with that notification that they should be done, but it's not done.
Okay.
And some people, you know, over the years update their bathrooms, their kitchens, and so they are ready to go in a water-conserving plumbing fixture, and they do meet the state code. In new construction, like we've talked about, you know, solar is there to get the homeowner started. And typically there's two panels or more that can be supplied, but two panels, I believe, meet state code for new construction. There's more insulation required in the attic areas, and, of course, you're talking thicker walls. The energy-conserving requirements of a new house, there's a long list that adds to the cost of that house as well. So, you know, California keeps mandating they need more housing, more affordable housing, and yet when you talk about building a subdivision, a lot of times it's met with opposition. There's tons of things that have to be mitigated, and or the whole subdivision is just totally eliminated. So their mandate to meet housing crisis right now and the demands of that crisis, I don't see how it's going to be done.
You see, too, Carl, that with everything that's required now in new housing, it'll drive the price too high for a lot of people, but it therefore increases existing housing, which is grandfathered in.
Okay.
So, yeah, your home's going up proportionately right now because there's so few homes. And as I've said before on the show, currently in California, we're over 3 million homes short.
Wow.
And I don't see...
Wasn't Mr. Newsom supposed to... Didn't he say we're going to be building a million a year or something like that, or 500,000?
Well, 500,000.
Well, there again, that's why I say, you know, we're in a different world right now from when we saw 2005, 6, and 7.
Right.
Rates are way down. Feds indicate they're going to keep them down, and there's been a short spike right now. That'll probably settle down. I don't see things changing in the interest rate world too much. And people that have received loans in the last couple of years and what they're getting right now, it's certainly an affordable payment that is mandated and required of their income that they qualify for that. So unless they lose their job or things dramatically change somewhere else that I don't foresee, I don't see an immediate collapse around here at all.
So you're saying this is a good time to refi?
It's been a great time to refi.
Okay. And that's something we're looking at. We're going to need to jump into that one. Here's the question. Is the lack of houses on the market in Northern California area in Southern Oregon due to people moving out of the big cities during the COVID fiasco?
Well, it's twofold. Yes, we're seeing people move out of the Bay Area into Redding area or Shasta County. The business atmosphere is trying to search themselves across the world, I would say, with this pandemic as to what their needs are for the future. San Francisco is trying to start up again, and then nobody wants to ride public transportation right now. And that's primarily what most people do when they go to work down there is get on BART in San Francisco and bus system, and nobody wants to do that. And, of course, your big employers in the Bay Area down there, everything has changed with them. And as the computer world gets more and more technical, they're saying we don't need everybody in our office space. The demand for office space is starting to increase, or I should say the inventory for office space is increasing in the Bay Area. So it's, again, just a different world out there.
Well, there's companies down there that are buying out of leases. What was it, Pintercrest or whatever it was, had agreed to lease a 480,000 square foot building that was to be under construction. And they paid over $89 million to break the lease.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is that they found that this distance working was working for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I imagine the commercial buildings were taking a hit just like that. That instead of needing 480,000 square feet, they only needed maybe 100 or less.
Yeah,
because of the people working from home.
I'm going to buy commercial buildings that are fully leased, and there's only a few cars there. A lot of people working from home still.
Yeah.
And we're getting more office space for lease. The problem is, too, although the economy is going well and we're getting companies actually moving in, it's still extremely hard to build commercial properties. And, don't be in a hurry. It takes forever to go through city regs and
Well, let's take a quick break and let's talk about that, because obviously we've got a housing shortage. Obviously we got new companies wanting to move in. Look at Stillwater. You know, Stillwater's been sitting there, still waiting. Was still there for like 10 years, and then all of a sudden it's just exploded, and including Panattoni, who is they're still doing due diligence out there, but they've got a. They're looking at a lot of acreage out there.
100 acres plus.
And from what I understand, that company is one that will construct a building for a company to the way they, you know, to their directions and then lease it back to them.
Build a suit.
Is that? Build a suit. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I haven't had a haircut anyplace else but Cypress Square. So can I say it's the best barbershop in town? Yeah, I can say it. I know it offends somebody. He'll call me again today and say, you can't say they're the best in town. Well, okay, how about this? How about the best in the world? Cypress Square Barbershop. Though there is a barbershop in Taipei, Taiwan that was pretty good. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, but they've been working on appointments before COVID. It works out really well. You don't have to wait in line. You just come in, get your hair cut. Or, like I do, I come in a little bit early, catch up on my reading. But they don't do that now because of COVID. So they are open. Two barbers working all the time there. So it's a great place to get a haircut. Located, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Sweat to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Redding, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 834 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Been there since 1982. Joe Martino started this back then. It is now 100% certified organic produce. They have every supplement and vitamin you can think of and experts that are there to help you make those right decisions. Free monthly health seminars. Well, they did until COVID hit, but they have them all online. So if you go to orchardnutrition.com/past seminars, you can take a look at them there. It's locally owned, locally operated, Orchard Nutrition. We're here with Rob and Bruce Middleton of House of Realty. I guess you could say the deans of the real estate industry here in Redding and Shasta County. And a number of other questions have come in here. People, you know what? It's nice that when they ask a question, you two just have the answer there. Like the city that was going to be constructed at the out by West Valley High School. And when I first moved here, I heard that there was going to be like a Del Webb. Is that what they're talking about, or is it two separate things?
Well, it might be two separate things. Del Webb was further down in Tehama County and located on a large parcel of ground that was proposed. I think it was off of Snavely Road intersection there. And right now, or back then, the cost of improvements for the infrastructure and the changing market conditions didn't allow them to go forward with that purchase. So they backed off. I know it was purchased by another person that is hoping to develop it, but right now it still remains undeveloped.
But that, you know, the Shopko building sounds like that could be the beginning of a with them coming in there, and they're associated with Microsoft, that could be a start of maybe a rush down here.
It's a great company to come to Reading, and I know they were looking for a long time. They started looking, I believe, back in 2016. I know they looked at Stillwater Business Park, and, of course, as every company does, they have budgets. So it was great to see them continue their search and to buy the Shopko building. Don't know how many employees they plan on placing into that building, but back in 2016, I know they had some great aspirations there. Supposedly, they are a very close company, and they've been rewarded some nice accolades by Microsoft. So for them to come to Reading, that's huge. And I know they were providing or proposing to provide some great-paying jobs for Reading area.
The out on Oasis that people keep insisting that Costco build there, still, even though it's been sold, it has been sold.
Two
right?
things.
It was foreclosed on.
Oh, yeah. Two things there. Okay. We represented the Rother family where Costco purchased that property on Bocelli.
Right.
And it closed after 4.5 years in escrow, but that property closed. In the interim, or since then, the property in Oasis has been foreclosed on, and a company down in Bay Area somewhere purchased that property. They're in a period of due diligence, see what, you know, might
be. But they could put there, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Somebody said Bass Pro or Cabela's. So
that's been rumored, too, at the old Costco site.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
they vacate that.
Oh.
Well, it's my understanding.
Wow. I don't know why I would have heard it, but that's an interesting concept.
Whether this is still in effect, I had heard, and now this was a long time ago. when we first put that property in escrow, but that they were going to knock 40,000 feet off the front of the building. They had that pre-leased, and then they were going to build four pads. And then the rumors were anything from Chick-fil-A, which is now on Dana.
Have you seen the lines? 10 o'clock in the morning, there was a line that goes God knows where. It's almost like that Kentucky Fried Chicken craziness that we had when it opened. Like, you've never had Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, I've never had a Chick-fil-A, but I'm not going to wait 2 hours in line for a Chick-fil-A.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yep. So there's things that are being planned for the old Costco building, and so would they sell that or just do that themselves?
That was sold, and I think it's closed. But it was my understanding from the article in the paper that they were going to use quite a bit of the building and repurpose the rest for other uses.
You're talking about Chaco.
I meant the Costco building.
That was the plan a while back. Now, that could have changed because that was 3-4 years ago, and they basically had it spoken for. But then when COVID came too, a lot of these things went by the wayside.
COVID, what kind of impact has that had up here, would you say?
In the real estate market?
Yes, sir.
Everything is different from 2 years ago, a year ago, in showing of houses, if they're occupied. You virtually, when you list a house, you go over the showings and the perils of people invading a house that's occupied. You're supposed to virtually wear a mask. Everybody, you're supposed to limit it to two people viewing it at a time with their agent. There's supposed to be a wipe down period of anything that's been touched after they've been in there. And it's a lot more paperwork. It's being cautious. It's meeting the health and safety standards of not only the buyers but the sellers who own the property. So it's changed things there. But on the flip of that, it's caused a tremendous demand for housing. Get away from apartment living. People want more space, so they want a yard. Things just across the board have changed dramatically.
Wow. But a lot more people are staying rehabbing their houses.
I think if you check the stock of Lowe's and Home Depot over the last 12 months, it's skyrocketed. People that are going to work from home wanted to make changes. And, you know, they don't have the commute anymore. And so let's make this room an office and let's do this. And ironically now, it's as Rob pointed out, it's so hard to get materials that it takes time to do all this.
Right. Just small things. You might be able to get some small things done, but if you're looking for stuff. We looked at a couple of different things we wanted.
Window coverings. We ordered some for our house, and it was 8 weeks. And basically just a covering for the slider, but it took 8 weeks to get here.
Wow. I'm going to change subjects here to the fiber optic cable, the fiber optic network that Adam McElvain was leading on, and then Adam somehow lost his position. Is it stopped? What kind of impact would that have on our growth, do you believe?
Well, for every user of fiber optic, there's probably other manufacturers that don't rely as much on it. So, you know, it's if it's available, then you're appealing to everybody. And if it's not available, you're going to lose a certain amount of lookers that want to come to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And fiber optic, obviously, with 5G and everything else that they refer to out there, is in demand by most parties. So it'd be great to have. But in the meantime, you search and look for those people that aren't reliant on that.
Sure.
And, you know, for Reading to go to the next level, it's necessary. But we'll continue to see other firms come to this town and supply good jobs. And Anderson's seeing that. Reading is seeing that. Shasta Lake City. So.
Yeah. There's been a lot of things in the papers, LA Times, SACB, different shows about what's going up here politically. and with possible recalls, people at the Board of Supervisors and other things. Does that have an impact on people moving in?
I think you see that across the nation.
Well, that's true. It's not just here in Redding.
No, we're not isolated by any means on that. And I think bottom line, you look at what the person has done over the years, and we're in rare air, I would say, right now with the pandemic and how to deal with it. And, of course, as people across the board get vaccinated at all ages, there's going to be a little bit more relief, probably a little more tolerance. People get out, but when you're cooped up for a year.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just saying, is that because you read these things? I've been interviewed twice for articles, and I tell them every time, no, there's no chance of an armed insurrection up here.
But I think if you look, it's at every level.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking statewide governor. I've heard a number of people that are distraught over our city council. That nothing's going to get done and it's going to be too hard to do anything. You have right now the three supervisors named for a recall. But and then nationally, I've never seen so much division. I mean, it's right down party lines and what gets done and what doesn't get done. It's kind of sad.
It's interesting listening to Congressman LaMalfa on that. I said, you guys even talk to each other? He said, right now it's tough.
Yeah,
and that's too bad because it impacts on all of us like
you
that.
Bet.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here with Bruce and Rob Middleton from House of Realty, and if you have a question about real estate, you can either put it in the chat room or give us a call. Ready Rancheria is going to hold their second public vaccination clinic for Shasta County residents. It's going to happen March 27th from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. You've got to visit though the website. RRTH.org to register for your vaccine appointment, because before they just they sold them out, or they had everybody registered way before that. Their focus this time are going to be on tradespeople, electricians, plumbers, contractors, grocery store clerks, radio station employees. It doesn't say that here, but that's for you, Jared. And for the general public, 18 years of age or older, they're using the Johnson & Johnson one shot. And done vaccine. They're going to make this vaccine available to as many people as possible, regardless of age or comorbidity. So that's 18 years of age and older. All right, we'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning, 46 degrees out there.
Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our last segment here, phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 46 degrees out there. Looks like it's starting to clear up. 50% chance of rain. It's going to clear up tomorrow on Saturday, which is good for going turkey hunting. In the weekend, weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. It's won awards for hiring veterans, statewide awards for hiring veterans over there, and they give a super customer service. Give them a call at 365-3793. I was talking about when people talk about trying to find people to work, and that's one of the reasons that the cost has run up and it's slower. Trying to find trained electricians or, sheetrock or any of these people.
Yeah. Building trades right now, every trade is looking for employees, and they're all shorthanded. Doesn't matter if you're a roofer, you're a concrete person, mason. They're all looking for good workers out there, and there's a big demand for that. And that, is part of the reason for the lengthy process of construction and repairs. It's just right now a shortage across the board, and I don't think we're unique by any means. It's pretty much everywhere.
Now, Shasta College, has all these classes going, but they're hiring their students before they graduate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The permitting process, one of the things you kind of alluded to was trying to get all this stuff done. Since I've lived here, there has been constant comment about how long it takes to get a permit through our city and county. Has that gotten any better? Okay, moving right along
level.
To the next question.
The frustration level. We have to be careful what we say. But we have a industrial park out on Rancho and Airport, and it's almost 2 years now, and we still don't have full permits and whatever. And it's with COVID, the city employees want to work at home, and, we're on a third or fourth submittal, and it's frustrating. I mean, this thing, the map was approved well over a year ago, and here we are, and it's frustrating.
Well, why does it, in your opinion, and you all been around here and watched this for a period of time, why is it so hard? I mean, if an engineer looks at something, a state certified engineer, and they design it and they put it, here you go,
And they stamp it, and it's their license, and they're certified, and they're bonded.
Why do we? Why does somebody else go over that and say, "Oh no, it doesn't meet the requirements"? And, which is what I've heard.
Well, there's arguments that are done internally there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's desires of the person working for the controlling entity that they'd rather see some things differently, and so there's always arguments that take place when you're doing a subdivision map. You know, police would like to see one way in and one way out because it curbs, you know, crime. And yet emergency response people would like to see three or four ways in and out. If you're along a waterway, you know, mosquito abatement would probably like to see a paved road next to the creek so they could go in there and spray that and keep their mosquitoes down, and yet fish and game would like to see nothing close to it within a mile. So, you know, they have internal bickering there that sometimes you can't answer. You have to have entities that get together and have a solution, and sometimes there's just a timetable there that's difficult to deal with. Do you know how long it took Stillwater to get their final from the time it was started?
I have no idea.
About 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years.
And that was the city.
That was,
well,
was the city.
And that was a political football with really Corps of Army engineers. And until the politicians really got in there and started to figure out what's taking so long here. So when that was conceived, in the market was very good.
And what year was that when that started?
Probably 1990, I think.
1990.
Well, I think the concept,
Yeah. But, I mean, when I moved here 11 years ago, or let me see.
Well, it was already completed then.
It was 14 years ago. Yeah, it was, or 12
well,
years
11,
ago.
Yeah.
It was completed because they said it was shovel-ready then. And that's why I would ask Tony every time he was on the show, Tony, how are we doing out at Stillwater?
Yeah, well, the market, obviously, in that 10-year period of time from the conception of it to the completion of it, dramatically changed.
Sure.
And, you know, so it took a while, and there was other competing areas within California, and then, you know, a lot of people said, well, why didn't you, you know, put it closer to I-5 and rail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a concept at that time that they weren't really looking for industry that was rail-dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of things that were looked into that at that time, but when you take 10 years to complete a project, obviously the market's changed.
Well, the recession hit and whatever, and it certainly did. But, you know, I think part of that concept was born when UC Davis was up here looking for a site at one point. Hewlett-Packard came up, and they were looking to build a plant that, which would have employed 1,000 people. We didn't have anything shovel-ready.
Right.
And so they went to Roseville and built down there. And I think the, you know, the city fathers were thinking, we need to get some property, create it, have it shovel ready to be able to compete, to get jobs and whatever. And so I think that's kind of where...
Well, it's starting to come to fruition now.
Oh, it sure is now.
So that's, what, and so you can kind of like, except for the fact how long it took it to get built, you know, this. But I continue to hear this from contractors. That it's very difficult
to do
that.
Well, their plans are submitted to the city for approval, and there's a number of plans that are submitted, and you know, it's taking roughly, from what I understand, 8 to 10 weeks to get the plans back.
Shortage of people?
Probably a combination of not enough plan checkers, and there's an abundance of plans that are submitted, so...
Mm-hmm.
Back in the heyday when there was actually, I think, over 1,000 houses built in 1 year in Redding, they actually sent those plans out to be checked out of the area to help expedite those. Right now, I think last year there's maybe 200, 225 homes that were built.
Right.
So,
and if you're looking for a house right now, and if it's under the, what'd you say, 150,000?
Well, no, I think there's only two that are under 200,000.
200,000, only two houses out there.
Yeah.
So where's your abundance of homes? I mean, if you can call 400 in the whole county in Tehama an abundance, would that be in the high-priced
Well, no. Well, if you figure there's only 150 or fewer homes for sale in the city of Reading. Mm-hmm. But what we're seeing, too, is the $700, $800, $900 million homes are selling much more frequently and faster than traditionally. And so there, and that you can attribute to an extent to the influx of people coming in.
Right. Yeah. I think you said to me one day that you had a $750,000, $800,000 house that somebody was inquiring about, and they wanted to know what was wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Traditionally, the people in the Bay Area think the earthquake or the faults are up here because there's got to be something wrong if that's all it costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today. As in every month, we have House of Realty with us to talk about what's going on in the real estate market, and you've answered a whole lot of questions today about things that impact on us. And if you've got a house and you're thinking about selling it, and you've got another house already or something, this might be a good time to sell it. And if you do, House of Realty. Thank you so much, Rob and Bruce Middleton, for being with us today.
Thank you,
Carl.
You bet. Okay, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We're going to a lot of things happening this weekend, but be careful out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.